week, Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, I am Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Storm Weavers, and I have the masterminds behind the game themselves. I have Blake and Brian with me. How's it going, guys?
Good, how are you doing?
Going good.
Good, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, we're super excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourselves and what you guys do for the game. Brian, we can start with you.
Yeah, well, I am a co-owner and co-founder of Broadsword Entertainment, kind of the parent company that started Storm Weavers. Blake is actually more on the development end of the game. He kind of came up with the idea, but I was there kind of, I don't know the exact title, I guess, but we kind of play tested. I worked out a lot of the bugs, worked out, kind of oversaw the actual project in terms of bringing the art to life and making sure everything was in order.
You kept everyone on track.
Kept everyone on track. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Cool. Blake, what about you?
Yeah. So, me and Brian are actually really close friends, and, we decided to start this company because we wanted to kind of turn what we love into a career, and what we love is being absolute nerds.
Yeah.
who doesn't exactly?
No, seriously. And you know, I came to Brian with the idea for Storm Weavers, and I had scribbled the idea down on a napkin and I showed it to him. I said, wouldn't this be a fun game? And he said, yeah, that actually would. And it kind of went from there, and we play tested it and kind of built it from the ground up, and you know, by the end we had a really cool product that we wanted to give to the world.
Awesome. So let's talk about Storm Weavers a little bit and about the Kickstarter. So tell the listeners, what is Storm Weavers and what can they expect from playing the game?
Cool. Brian, you want to do this?
Yeah. I mean, Storm Weavers, a little backstory. Blake and I are both really into stories. So we have this cool little backstory. We're not going to get too much into it, but Storm Weavers is set on a world called Joro, and there is essentially a big, giant, Everstorm-type tempest that has come, kind of unknown, kind of mysterious, to the land of Joro, and its one goal is kind of to destroy humanity. And on the world of Joro, there are warriors called Stormweavers, and they have the ability to channel the elements. Original, I know. Fire, water, wind, fire, water, wind,
hey,
earth, and sky.
Those concepts are always
good. They're always good.
So
every successful, story has those things. So,
exactly.
So yeah, there's these five warriors, and they have decided to, even though in their homelands and stuff they're kind of at war, they've decided to band together, kind of, to take out the tempest. But secretly, they kind of want to take each other out as well, and kind of dominate the storm. Maybe channel the storm and use it to their own advantage to settle their own disputes. And eventually, I mean, ultimately, the goal is to dominate the tempest and become lord of the storm and use that storm to your advantage to wipe out all other players and kind of – it's kind of like King of the Hill. You want to, you know, be the last one standing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And for those of you who don't know, we actually launched a Kickstarter campaign – 2 months ago, or maybe it was just in midsummer, and that campaign focused more on the story, and Brian and I feel like that's the reason why the campaign failed the first time around, because we didn't focus enough on gameplay. And so this time around, we decided to take the focus away from this world and the story we made and just focus it on the game and the card game. So like, to play Stormweavers, you don't have to know anything about the back.
Oh, no. I was going to let Blake talk about the actual gameplay.
Yeah,
Just giving you a little background. Yeah.
For sure. And we feel like that's why this time around we were able to fund within a week, because people were able to see the gameplay laid out simply, and they were able to see that, oh, this would be a fun game. And so we attribute that to part of our success.
Cool. No, that's really good information, you know, for people out there. Focus on the gameplay, and the story is kind of the perk afterwards.
Exactly.
Yeah. We think, I mean, we decided to cancel our first Kickstarter, but we think The real reason it failed is because it was just so much information, and a lot of that information just really had nothing to do with the game. it was us as storytellers trying to make it sound really cool and really epic and stuff, but really the game should have been the highlight. And for anyone who's planning on doing a Kickstarter, especially based in a fantasy world that they've created a really cool world and history and stuff, that would be my advice, is just to focus on the game as opposed to the world. Yeah.
Cool. No, that's good advice. So, Blake, how does it play?
Cool. Yeah. So Stormweavers, it plays a lot like King of the Hill, like King of the Hill in card format. Basically, how it goes is there's an event deck, and the event deck tells you what the storm is doing every turn. So at the beginning of your turn, every turn, you draw an event card. And the event card tells you, you know, the storm is throwing lightning at you. It's a thunderstorm or it's a volcano. It kind of tells you what elements are being thrown at you. So on your turn, you can either defend against that, or you can supercharge the storm, using it to your advantage and causing it to lash out at the other players. So it plays kind of, like I said, King of the Hill, where the object of the game is to be the last man standing.
Sweet. And I watched the video to, actual gameplay video on the Kickstarter, and I recommend everyone to definitely check that out. And it seems super simple and fun once you, like, get into it. And so I like the concept, just to, you know, you have the storm, you can either defend or supercharge it, and it just looks like a lot of fun, and so I'm excited to be able to play it.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. It is a ton of fun. You know, we've beta tested and alpha tested and play tested it about 1,000 different times. correct me if I'm wrong, Blake, but and maybe people are just being nice, but I don't think one person has really said, I did not like this game.
I met one person that did, but I.
Oh, that's right. That's
buddies,
right.
And his, he was like, he's a critic of everything. Like, he doesn't like it. You know? So he was really the only.
We all have one of those friends.
Yeah.
But you know, the point was that it really is a game for everyone. When we first kind of introduce it and sit people down and kind of start to tell how to play, it sounds a little overwhelming. Like, oh, defend, supercharge, do it with this, that. But once you play a round or two, it's actually extremely simple, and the
yeah.
mechanics are all very basic. But with that being said, it's very strategic as well. You can kind of choose where you take damage and what you want to defend versus what you want to supercharge. It's very strategic, but it's seriously a blast.
Yeah, definitely. So something I did want to ask, I noticed in your video how you had a personally, my favorite author currently is Brandon Sanderson, and I saw that you had his book series, The Stormlight Archive, in the background.
Yeah.
Now, in that story, it's all about storms. So did you guys maybe get some inspiration from his books?
Yeah, so Barry, I'd be lying if I said that Brandon Sanderson's books didn't inspire me. I was actually reading through The Way of Kings when I came up with the idea for Stormweavers. But that being said, there are differences. I mean, it doesn't take place on Roshar. It doesn't, like, none of the Sanderson's characters are in it. But yes, it is heavily influenced by the Stormlight
Archive. Oh yeah, definitely. We actually got a guy on Kickstarter messaged us and said, I would love to back the game, but is this endorsed by Tor or Brandon Sanderson? I was like, I thought it was funny, but in no way is it associated, but definitely. I mean, Sanderson is, correct me if I'm wrong, both of our favorite authors, right, Blake?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
He's amazing.
He rocks. Yeah.
So I bet you could send him a copy of this and he would play it and promote it.
Yeah, he kind of did a short little shout out for us on Twitter, which was cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I would love to actually sit down with him and show it. That would be a dream come true.
I know, right? That'd be pretty awesome. Well, that's really cool. I mean, and of course, we all receive inspiration from all sorts of things. So, you know, I don't think that's, you know, saying anything bad in that case. You know, I think that's, it's a concept that I love and I think is awesome. So
absolutely.
I think it's a good thing.
I think it's kind of a theme right now. You have Heroes of the Storm, right? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
a big Heroes of the Storm
player. I haven't had the chance to play it quite yet, but it looks like a blast. Yeah, the storms and stuff kind of seems to be a theme right now, which we're willing to ride.
Definitely.
That wave.
So as we're recording right now, I mean, you guys still have 35 days left to go, and you guys are already fully funded. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's super exciting. And with a month to go, I mean, there's so many things that could be accomplished. If people check out the Kickstarter, they can see that there's stretch goals. But I think it's just great for people, you know, that find a Kickstarter that's already funded. I think people are even more willing to fund it after the fact because they're like, oh, well, I know this game's going to get made, so I'll put my money towards it so I know I'm going to for sure get the game type of situation.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. now we're at about 130%. All of our early birds are gone. There are two editions of the game. There's a basic standard edition, which just it has the full game, and then there is a legendary edition, which includes five new items, five new events, kind of catastrophic events, as well as three new special cards. The game can be played with either version. It's more of kind of an expansion than it is a different version of the game. Both are available up on Kickstarter right now. Yeah.
Definitely. That's awesome. Well, that's super exciting. I mean, everyone should definitely go check out the Kickstarter, and this is something that people should definitely play, in my opinion. So I just want to thank you guys for coming on the show. I know that life can be crazy with your everything that's going on in your life. I heard both of you are expecting babies, so congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, not together.
not together, that's right, but with their prospective wives. So that's exciting, and I just want to say good luck to you guys for everything in the future and all your future projects.
Hey, thanks, Barry. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Barry. We're super stoked to be on the show. Thanks.
Yeah, and tell everybody where maybe they can find out more about Stormweavers.
So you can find more information about Stormweavers on our website, BroadSwordInteractive.com.
Oh, kind of fading out. Kind of cutting out, Blake.
You go ahead, Brian.
Okay. Yeah. So our website right now, the front page is actually redirecting to our Kickstarter page. It's BroadSwordInteractive.com. And if you just go to Kickstarter and type in Stormweavers, one word, Stormweavers, you'll see it right there on the front.
Awesome. And I'll have links to all this in the show notes, so you guys could definitely do that. And once again, guys, good luck and congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Barry.
Hey, thanks, Barry.
And thanks to Dan Patrice, Dan the Board Game Man. He made our intro and outro, and you can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.